This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies on Sunday will pledge to pay for a fair distribution of COVID-19 vaccines, drugs, and tests around the world so that poorer countries are not left out, and will extend debt relief to them. In a draft of a communique seen by the Reuters news agency, the leaders said they would spare no effort to ensure their affordable and equitable access of vaccines and therapeutics for all people, consistent with members' commitments to incentivize innovation. The communique called global immunization a public good. The leaders pledged to continue to use all available policy tools needed to safeguard lives, jobs, and incomes, and encourage the multilateral development banks to strengthen their efforts to help countries deal with the crisis. The summit of the world's richest countries is being hosted virtually by Saudi Arabia because of COVID-19 restrictions. California is enacting a nighttime curfew in just a few hours as spiking coronavirus cases threaten to swamp health care systems. The new restrictions say people should stay home from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. except for essential errands. The curfew runs through December 21st and covers 41 counties that contain most of the state's population. In an AP interview, the mayor of West Hollywood, California, Lindsay Horvath, says the late-night curfew because of the pandemic will put a damper on the city's activities.
The city of West Hollywood is extremely disappointed about the curfew coming forward because our city will be impacted like no other city.
Meanwhile, Los Angeles County says it could impose an even more drastic lockdown next week as the state's largest county records record infection rates. This is VOA News.